Do it now. You've got to invest in a new midfield group going forward. He's got 13 weeks to find out what this looks like moving forward.
What is it there?
This is The Bump, the one podcast SA footy fans need to hear, where the biggest names tackle the biggest South Australian footy stories. Roo, Limo, Dits, Bernie, Jars, Triple M's,
The Friday Bump. Night footy is back at Big Shed Brewing, Adelaide's home of fine brewing with a tap room and kitchen open 7 days a week. Head to www.bigshed.beer to book now.
It's history here.
Oh dear, oh dear. He's up and about now.
Dits.
Yeah, beat them.
Dits.
Who'd you play? Who'd you play?
Western Bulldogs, last year's grand final.
They're riddled with injuries, Dits.
Last. Oh, we haven't got any.
They only had 12 on the field in the second half.
You're
that's
kidding.
Funny, that song, isn't it?
We won't stop.
No one's ever had an injury before.
Where were your Norton 5?
No one's had an injury before, have
they? Where were your Norton 5, Dits?
Because we've had injuries.
He's actually been really supportive this year. When the mic's on, he's been really, really supportive.
Now, Dits actually called the game Friday night.
And totally unbiased.
And it was
very
a great call because you're my favourite caller. Oh, but you only come back because they started winning again. Where are you prior to that?
I couldn't get a gig. I keep fronting everywhere. I'm not required.
Did you rock?
I'm in the B grade.
Just quietly.
Brett Bigland's calls in front of me.
Just quietly.
Biggles!
He does. Come on.
Just quietly. The number one commentator in Triple M only rocked up about a minute into the call.
Oh, no.
They stitched me up. They stitched me up.
No, we did not stitch you up.
I got caught in traffic. And I came running in, right? And they're talking. So I put the headphones on. And I've gone... And I just start talking. Good on the Bulldogs tonight. They come to Adelaide. All right. Anyway, they weren't even on air, were they? Stitched me up. I've all got the headphones on and they're talking away and I've panicked.
Brilliant.
Going, oh,
yeah,
shit.
You're about half an hour late.
Where were you?
I was in traffic.
Oh,
I'm serious.
Anyway,
there's no one going to the game, dude.
No, coming up on the bump.
Finishing off of you.
No, it's a poor game, not a Crows game. Oh. Coming up on the bump. I want to talk to you about Chad Corns. We've mentioned this on the breakfast show on Triple M during the week. His honesty about his own players. I quite liked it, but we'll get to that in just a moment. Are the Power back? Have they beaten anybody? Can Marshall play all of a sudden? Finlayson? We want to talk about these things as well. What's happened to the Crows? Have they just been beaten by real good sides or have they dropped the bundle? Bern, you've had a bit to say about their recruiting in the midfield. I want to ask you about that. In other topics, we've got a big Jason Horne-Francis story. Huge news.
Breaking.
About the South Australian number one draft pick. Big story that Roo has brought to the table. And the other one is the spray that David Noble gave his players at the Kangaroos. They've all cried.
Loved it.
They are crying their eyes out, the love. So
loved it.
Anyway.
All right, let's start off with your mob, Port Adelaide.
Are we any good or not?
Well, you tell us.
Yeah. What are you seeing?
No, all right, this is my honest assessment.
As opposed to the other stuff you talk.
The other bullshit, yeah.
This does look good.
Where are you?
We're trying to get members. We want to sell 3-game memberships for $100. Go to the club website, please.
And by the way, when you did that live read this morning, you don't pick the games you go to. They give you the games.
You're joking. Oh, what? So I could get North Melbourne, buddy, Rosewater and...
They're not going to give you
Williston.
Richmond, Collingwood and the Crows.
Go to Richmond, Collingwood. Are you serious?
Did you know that?
Oh, this is...
You can't be the mouthpiece of the club if you don't know what you're selling, Dits.
How can you... What do you mean they pick the games?
Any, meeny, miny, mo.
Ball dust.
Serious. You don't just go...
I wanted the grand final.
The prelim.
The prelim. You're kidding.
And round two.
And the showdown.
Yeah.
Now, Bern, where do you see Port Adelaide?
Anyway, it's still a great deal, Dits.
No, I thought the Bulldogs were terrible. And I'm sorry to say this. I don't want to be negative. I want to be supportive. I want to see Todd Marshall kick 5 against Stephen May, not against a bloke that's 5'8" from the Bulldogs. So I'm still... Because Kenny, after the game, praised him and said, well, this is what we've been waiting for. And Kenny's got to say that. I totally understand. But I, you know, Todd Marshall's 5 against the Crows. He had 3 that fell into his lap with gimmies. He had a 50-metre penalty. Same thing. And the other night, he's
got the bag against West Coast.
You can only... and against the West Coast, who are no good. You can only beat who you're playing. But if he does it against Brisbane and against Stephen May, then I'm saying, Todd Marshall, you've now arrived. And fantastic.
So
exciting.
He played a big third quarter, but that was when O'Brien was out injured. And he did take the marks on Crozier and Richards.
That's what I'm saying.
But he still took them. And I honestly believe he's getting better.
He is.
And he's jumping at the ball, and at least he's bringing it to ground now. Whereas before, You know, he's lucky to be getting a game.
So how good are we, Jars? My query will be again, when we play the top sides, I want to see Finlayson kick five against them.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see Marshall do the same, take some contested marks against them.
Yeah.
And I want to see Riley Bonner get his 32 touches or 36 touches and Carl Amon against those sides. That is my
query. So Cats, Lions, Demons, Fremantle.
That's it.
Because you'll be 4-5 playing North Melbourne this week.
Yeah.
So you're back within the hunt, so to speak. Yeah. But yeah, until you do it against the good teams, I'm not convinced. But you are, but you're winning. You're winning,
that's all you got to do.
Got to win, so you can't knock a team that's winning. So I'm not going to go glass half empty.
Burn, Charlie Dixon, does he need another 2 or 3 weeks?
Oh, hang on, you said play him last week.
No.
You said put him straight in.
I did say that. And Port Adelaide made the right decision because
funny about that.
Port Adelaide had 21 inside 50 marks, which I've never seen Port Adelaide do. What's happening is they're sharing the load. Well, Finlayson, Georgiadis, they're just now finding those targets. They're lowering their eyes, and they're actually hitting their targets inside forward 50 with
the
big chuck. They just go bomb, bomb, bomb. 3 or 4 hang off him, don't they, Burn? Yep. I like what I saw on Friday night from Port Adelaide in that last kick inside forward 50. So do they keep Chuck for another 1 or 2 weeks in the sample?
I would have. If he's pulled up sore, apparently he's pulled up sore, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. There's a buy in the SNFL.
I would have left him. If there's a buy in the SNFL, I'd wait till he's nearly ready to play. I wouldn't have played him on the weekend. If he wasn't ready, not AFL ready, I wouldn't have played him in the SNFL for a half. I would have waited. If there's a buy coming up, why not after the buy?
He must have been ready to play SNFL. Well, I wouldn't have played him.
Yeah, but what did he play? Just under 3 quarters.
And he was okay. They said he was okay.
I would have trained him longer. Fitness into him. He might not have pulled up sore when he played. And then he could have come straight in.
But Ben, you know, at footy clubs, they wouldn't have played him in the SNFL if he wasn't ready to play.
Well, he's sore, so was he ready?
But he can pull up sore from a game. You can go into a game fresh and pull up sore and not know you're going to pull up sore.
Yeah, well, that's true. But if he's pulled up too sore to play, he wasn't ready.
Yeah, but they haven't got a crystal ball at Port Adelaide.
Well, they don't have one anywhere, do they?
No, that's right.
I'm trying to buy one, actually.
No, but sometimes when you play footy, you pull up sorer than you hope you're going to.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a good position to be in.
I've always felt that clubs that are honest and are tough on each other will succeed. And I loved what Chad Corns had to say after the game. In a win, this is a win, by the way, and still said, 2 key defenders, not up to scratch.
Didn't love Aliyah and Cleary's games, to be honest. I thought the rest of the back line, you know, battled and played their role, but you know, they'll be the first two to admit that their contest and intent to defend, you know, the way we planned during the week was nowhere near where it needs to be. So we'll need a stronger response from those two this week.
Love it. Love the honesty. Refreshing. Out in the open so everyone can hear that. And that's the best way to get someone to respond.
Yep.
But you never hear it, do you? No, you never hear it.
But why? Why don't we hear it?
We're too careful.
Because
what the player thinks.
Well, Bernie's he's been played. How many years ago did you finish?
2018.
So 4 years ago. Did it happen then?
A little bit more than what it does now. But like I saw even the last 3 or 4 years. So going back 2014, like the cuddling and the way you had to get around someone that's pretty much done something wrong. You had to almost show them more love to show them the way to do it almost, whereas back when I started, it was, you're out of the team and you come and speak to me when you're doing it right.
I always found the kindest in these sort of situations was Blighty.
To start like that means you won't win, particularly with a pathetic effort from Pittman in ruck. I mean, it was the most disgraceful display I've ever seen from a big fella. And that's pretty hard on an individual, but he's going to have to live with that because we got carried away as a team.
I love the way he just put his arms around Pitto and said, I'm with you, son.
Tell us what you really think, Blighty.
Didn't he leave that game early?
How did Pittman respond after that criticism? Did he play better?
There are a lot of silver spoons in the eastern suburbs very upset with that afterwards. He took it a bit rough, the old
Pitto. The old David Pittman. Yeah. Good man, Pitto.
Well, he was a hard ruckman. He played bloody well.
I still think there's a space in today's football for that kind of honesty from
a season. There must be a reason. We don't hear it.
Yeah.
You having any good sprays in your days, Jazz?
Oh, Mick Noonan was the best back in the 80s.
What sort of stuff?
He unleashed hell at half time, even though we're 10 goals up. He demanded perfection. He was the old Jack Odie era. You know, Jack Odie used to give a wonderful spray with the great Foss Williams. But John Brearley, our, mobile-type forward back in the day, we were getting done at Prospect Oval. I think I was double-tagged up the quarter time. And half-time, we were down by 3 or 4 goals against Woodville. And and it came from nowhere. Nunes walked into the change rooms back in the day and he just gave John Brearley one of the greatest all-time sprays. He called him a washing machine. Because he just spun around. Spun around and then you're like a ghost. Where's the ghost? You're like a ghost out there, Brearley. Can't find you, can't see you, can't smell you. Oh, the ghost. Where's the bloody ghost?
What about when you went to Norwood for money? Anything happen there? Who was your coach there?
That was Neil Balm.
Oh, Balmy. And then Peter Rhodes. Barmy loved the players, though, didn't he? Didn't spray them, did he?
No. Peter Rhodes never sprayed us because we never lost a game.
Did you win a flag there?
Absolutely.
Under Barmy?
No, not at all.
Peter Rhodes.
I got injured the last four games. Yeah, I got injured, done my hamstring. We missed out the finals.
Soft tissue hadn't been doing your injury prevention.
What about Marion? Any sprays?
What about when we went out for the end of season Mad Monday and you got home Thursday?
Yeah, all right.
When you went out to get the milk, what did Maz say when you got home?
Well, he went for 4 days and forgot the milk.
Got home Thursday.
He may have drank the milk.
We had our end of year and then Jamo organised everyone to go to the pub.
Yeah, and you forgot to tell Matt.
The pub just down the road here, Ditch, this one down here somewhere. And I had the big brick phone back in those days. So Marion said, can you go and get some milk and a video for the kids? Mm. Yeah, no worries. And then as I've gone into the Foodland
not
car park.
Not your highlights either. She just said, don't bring that back again.
The phone rang and it was Jammo. And it was about 10:30. Where are you? I said, I'm just about to get some milk. And he goes, come in for one quick one. All right, I'll come in for one and then I'm going to get home. Anyway, so I've driven into the city here and then, 3 days later.
Did you have the video for the kids?
No, no milk.
I didn't know where my car was.
So the video was 3 days late at this stage.
And then,
there was a fine for the video.
Yeah, I don't know why we were doing it because we had
got
a shit
the video,
year.
Left it in the car.
And then when I got home, I knocked on the front door and there was two big suitcases out the front waiting for me.
It'll never happen again, though.
Anyway.
Now, let's talk about the Crows. We haven't mentioned them yet. What's happened over the last couple of weeks? Just played good teams?
Tell us what you think, Ben.
No, I think they've been disappointing. There's been patches where that third quarter on the weekend was a concern. The whole game, the start, the week before against the Giants. I don't know, we keep talking about the midfield. And whether
but Bern,
it's good enough.
It is the midfield. It is the midfield.
Is
it's
it,
the
is
worst.
It good enough?
It's rated. It's ranked 18th in the competition for the worst midfield.
For clearance to connection, isn't it, inside 50?
Yeah.
The last 2 weeks they've dropped away. Clearly
dropped away because name me the number one midfielder in that team. Give me the number
you
one
me.
And Laird. The number two and the number three midfielder in that team. Who are they? Give me some
Laird,
names.
Dawson.
Well, Dawson hasn't played there. Maybe if they need a big body mid, should they push him into the midfield?
Do it now, Nixie.
Do it now.
You've got to invest in a new midfield group going forward. He's got 13 weeks to find out what this looks like moving forward. Because what he's got now is not working. Pardon?
Why has he got 13
weeks? To find out what midfield group he's got for next year. Start investing in some new talent. Put Strawn as number one ruckman. Because when Buddy...
Why do you keep pushing Strawn? I've heard you mention him every single week.
He reminds me of the great Peter Carey and the Mick Redden and Sean Wren.
Does he?
Yeah, absolutely he does. Right, okay. He's got a lot of Sean Wren in him around the stoppages, around the centre bounce.
He does look like he does play, funnily enough.
But Ditch, and please, I'm not. I've got nothing against Riley O'Brien. He's a warrior and he tries his heart out. But mate, when Silvani pushed him off the contest and he fell to ground, I went in the pool naked and tried to drown myself. It was horrendous, Ditch. And I'm serious because I love my football club. I don't want to see where they are at the moment. We should be better than that. And bloody hell,
they were right up till 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but have they?
They were all right. Surely you were happy with where they were at up
the Bulldogs
two
in Ballarat was
ago.
Good.
You're a bit unrealistic. Yeah, if you're Bulldogs not happy 2 weeks ago, Richmond win was really good.
That was a terrific
they beat
performance.
Port.
Yeah, but
You said at the start of the year they were bottom four.
I did,
don't
yes.
Don't tell me you weren't happy 2 weeks ago when they'd won three games.
It was encouraging to see. Okay, well, I can see
the midfield
is not a top four, top six
Jazz,
group, and you know that.
Everyone knows that. You can't change it mid-year.
So all you can do is they'll finish bottom six because of the midfield group.
You expected them to finish there.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the midfield group, they keep playing the same blokes. You keep playing the same blokes who've got no leg speed, who've got no foot
skills.
They've
been pushing Rochelli through there. He's going to get more time.
Reinvent the bloody damn thing.
Schoenberg's got to get more time. He's been out of form.
I understand that. Put Duday in there. Put Dawson in there.
Do you like what you see from Sam Berry? Is he showing some
stuff? I like the kid. Because he's got clean, safe hands. He's reliable. And he can actually hit a target.
Should Dawson go in the midfield?
Yes.
Yeah. Now that Brody Smith's back this week.
Yes. Get him in there, Rude.
Potentially he could go in there.
And give O'Brien a spell in the sample and put Strawn as a number one ruckman. Get Thilthorpe back in there when he's... Just get him straight back in there.
Thilthorpe, when he gets... Fine and fit. He will be back in there.
Bernie, I heard you on the rush here. You were very critical and said it was about recruiting as well.
Oh, I just said, look at the team they're playing against and how they've recruited. So it was the guys I brought into the team, big bodied mids too, Kennedy, Hewitt, who else have Carlton brought in?
Chera.
Yeah, that's the other one. So all quality, and they've had to pay a bit for Chera, and I understand that, first round pick as well. But the others, they got pretty well.
So they got Chera and Hewitt last year.
Yeah, yep. And
which topped them up. They've been battling in the midfield for years.
No, they have. But just that little top up in there has made Walsh and Cripps. Cripps having one of the best seasons you've seen. Walsh probably dropped a little bit, to be honest, Walsh. But Cripps is flying in there. I just liked how they've recruited big-bodied mids, strong mids. Whereas I think the Crows mids are... You know, apart from maybe Dawson, who hasn't been planting there much, they're pretty small. Would you agree, Ruth?
Yeah, well, I guess those guys are smallish.
Keys
is 6 foot-ish, but they haven't got a 6'3" mid.
Yeah.
They haven't got a Patrick Cripps, but not many. How many Patrick Cripps are there out there? He's leading the Brownlow.
Well, you've got big Dawson.
But Kennedy.
6'3".
Kennedy and Hewitt. They're 6'2", 6'3".
Rue, I know this isn't the midfield. One thing I see when I watch the Crows too, though, is it is a short fleet of players. Like if Rowie plays,
McHenry
Murphy,
small forward
Chase
like
Jones.
That's
but hang on, all over the ground. You got Jones at half.
Jones is 6 foot.
Is he? Well, I'm surprised at that. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
And I thought he was terrific, Jones. I thought he played well. Yeah, Chase Jones. I thought he was terrific.
I think Hamill's got potential. Absolutely,
I like Hamill.
Back there.
I like Hamill.
And I think Hinge is going quite well.
And I'm a big fan of Hinge.
Yep.
Hinge could potentially go in there.
Do you like what you see from Cook?
Yes.
Yeah, I do. He uses the ball well.
So, you've been critical of the Crows for a while with their ball use. So, last year, Dawson come in and Rochelli come in. Rochelli's going to be
a
gun player.
He's going to be elite.
And you've got Cook.
Yep.
There's actually quite a few of the young kids are good ball users coming
Where's
through.
Miller at? Where's he?
Miller is struggling to get back to his pre-injury form.
Okay.
But that can happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I would leave him. I went and watched this NFL just to see how they were going on the weekend.
Just keep him going in the sample. Is he playing on ball in the sample?
They tried him there on the weekend.
And how'd he go? Just not...
No, just okay.
Okay.
I mean, it's one of those sort of wet, ordinary days, but I would leave him. I said that last week. Yeah. Leave him until
he's
super fit and playing good footy before you bring him in.
Yeah,
don't bring him in underdone.
No.
That's the worst thing you can do.
Keys and Hatley. Are they the right fit for Adelaide Footy Club?
No.
Well, when would you make that call then?
If Rue appointed me tomorrow as the senior coach of the Adelaide Crows, Ben Keys and I will have a chat, and he would be my lockdown tagger.
Run with.
Don't you dare touch the footy. You just shut down.
You can't do that. You can't full lockdown now. Well, you got to actually find the footy
as well. Curtail the influence of the best opposition midfielder.
I don't mind that.
That's his role.
Hatley?
He's not an offensive midfielder.
No.
Like a bag.
No.
Hatley, I can see him on the wing or across half back, but he's not a midfielder. You've got to have bulls in there that love the contested stuff. And then you've got a couple of nice little
Adelaide
silky ones.
But Adelaide would say he is a bull. Well, they've recruited him for that.
Hatley's not a bull.
They've recruited him for that.
No, not a bull.
Inside mid.
He's not a bull.
He's not an inside mid.
He's 6'3", but he's not a ball.
Anyway.
He's inside. What is he then?
Just because you're an inside mid doesn't mean you're a ball.
If you're 6'3" and you're an inside mid, you should be a ball.
Well,
but he's not.
Otherwise, you're out.
He's well, give him some time and anyway, find out how he goes.
I mention James Rowe every week when we talk about the Crows. What am I missing here? What, to me, he always seems to be the first one out. And you, I know you like skillful players. Mm. Every time I watch him, he came on as a medical sub. When he gets the ball, he does something with it. He creates something.
He's an architect.
He is an architect, and his skills are better than the others. Dicks. But he's the last one out of that group picked. What am I missing?
Well, what you're missing is James Rowe's defensive side of his game is not as good as some of the others. So Nixie's obviously said to him, James, you've got to defend better without the footy. Well, but if you don't tackle, you don't play my side.
Something happens.
So James Rowe has to go back and learn how to tackle, because in Nixie's side, you got to tackle. If you tackle, you
get
a game.
Last time I looked,
not
all 22 players do the same thing.
No, they don't.
I find it bizarre. Wherever I go, they go, why isn't Rowe playing? I went to the cafe this morning. The bloke goes, why isn't bloody little Rowe playing?
Jimmy Rowe, and he's exciting, and he brings a new energy, and he's got a great relationship with Tex.
Like, if we look at every player, we can pick something they don't do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? So Ben Keys doesn't hit a target when he kicks it.
Let's look at what they can do.
But he gets picked every week.
But yeah.
James Rowe hits a target every time he gets it.
He don't get picked.
Because he doesn't tackle. I'm just saying, we can pick on every player's got something they're missing and something that they can do.
Yeah.
Let's see what they can do.
Yeah. James Rowe should be in the side every week.
Oh, well, yeah. But anyway, that's the coach's decision.
That's how I see it. Mm.
So would you drop O'Brien this week?
Well, I think they know. I think those blokes who live and die by their decisions know more than what you guys do.
We do. Oh, absolutely.
Just like you picked Charlie Dixon last week and they didn't, and they got it right.
Absolutely.
So there's a reason why they're not picking him. And the number one, I know you don't like stats, Dits, but the number one stat in football at the moment is scoring from turnovers in your forward half. That's what the best sides do.
Yeah.
Correct. And Richmond have been the best at it.
Melbourne
are the best at it.
Brisbane
now,
getting there.
Freo are the best at it in the competition. You absolutely have to get the ball in there first off, and then you have to keep it in there and score.
All right.
So if Rowe improves at that, and I'm not saying that's the reason because I actually don't know, but Jars has obviously spoken to him and found out that. I'd love to see him too because I reckon he's great to watch.
I spoke to
him. And his energy's good.
I spoke to him to see how he is. And I just said, keep backing yourself in. Yeah, it's all like, and he doesn't tell me too much what's going on. He just said, I've got to work on my defensive action and I've got to get better at being a tackler and create pressure. Exactly what you just said. Just keep backing yourself in.
And they love
play
him.
Play well at the Sandfall and you get the opportunity.
That's he's fitter than he's ever been.
He's in great.
He's improved out of sight since he's been picked up. And Murphy, I don't know if he's playing all this week or not, so he should get
So there you go. But anyway.
They rule him out? I don't know.
That was a long chat about the Crows.
They've got Brisbane this week.
That was list management.
That's what the bump's all about.
Brisbane this week. So obviously very, very tall order. What do you expect? What do you want to see?
Well, football director, what do you want to see?
Tom Duday said this morning that they go in trying to win, and I think that's the right attitude.
Good. Yeah.
They've got a couple of injuries. We know that Danaher's out, Mick Stay's out.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe they can try a few different things. They get Smith back. Maybe they can try Dawson through the middle.
I would love to see Keys go to Lachie Neale and make a statement against his old side.
Down. Okay,
really make a statement. Yeah. Go after him and just see.
Get at him.
Just give Brisbane something else to deal with around the ground.
And maybe get their Dawson ball use in the middle.
Get their focus. Focused on getting Keys off Neale rather than I forgot the game plan. Hang on, I'm trying to get Keys off Neale the whole time. Just give them something. Give them something that they haven't had to deal with much. I know Neale's been tagged before a bit, but he hadn't for a little while, and he's absolutely flying, Lachie Neale. If you've been watching Brisbane,
best football he's ever played.
Oh, yeah.
Now, chaps, what about the word going around town that the Tinnies are back at Adelaide Oval, the good old can.
Well, I was at Richmond on the weekend. They were drinking cans there.
Mate, they've been drinking cans at suburban grounds from day dot.
It's easier to manage from an operational point of view.
And
buy cartons, put them in a big tub of ice.
Come back to your seat with five cans, which you can hold, and you don't spill a drop.
And you don't line up.
Colder. Yeah, they're cold.
And if you know the barman, they don't open them for you. So it's easy to carry.
I got contacted by someone we all know, Sammy D Foundation. He said, you know what? You can raise $9,000 at a game at the other 30,000 people.
There you go.
What if every week that money went to Sammy D? Or next week it's Make-A-Wish Foundation. Love or it. Next week it's
Cairns. Or it's Dad at the club.
Yep.
How good's that? You can put them in your pocket and you walk back with your mates.
So I think we're all for it, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? If you are a lunatic.
Adelaide Oval, we're fine. I don't think people
if you throw one as a missile, you are banned. You'll never set foot in Adelaide Oval again.
Love it.
And that's what you
got
to do.
We've got all those cameras and security guards now. Yeah, try it. And that... You know, I'm all about the environment. No more plastic, please.
No more plastic.
All right.
You know, the first one to throw to
no
the
more
jars.
Dolphins at Henley Beach.
Hey, now to finish with, the big, big story you've brought to the
right.
table,
I just broke.
Jason Horne-Francis, what's the story?
What do you
Those
got?
Those contract talks are on hold to the end of the year.
No, they're not.
Already?
What?
Yeah. What? North want to extend his 2 years.
He's their best player.
You're an example. So Sin from Port Adelaide.
Wow.
He signed Rochelle? Before the year, early in the year. Rochelle signed, Saligo signed. Lots of players. As soon as you know they're going to be good, you sign them.
Right.
He hasn't signed.
Wow.
But that doesn't mean anything. He
might. Oh.
Oh. What? Luke's talking to the Crows.
They've already painted the locker.
I'm getting excited. In the midfield.
Just looking through.
He can replace Crouchy. Hey,
missed call. Crow, Jason Horne-Francis.
What?
Do not say that.
No, for the future.
Oh, just checking Roo's phone. Missed call.
He's driving.
Jason Horne-Francis. Hey. Tried to call him back.
He's driving around his Toyota Camry.
Hang on,
he's got one already.
Hang on. Here we go.
Yeah.
Benny Williams.
Old Ditch, you're up and about. North Melbourne, are you calling?
Yes, I am. Yeah. Well, at the moment, unless Biggles, they bring him in at the last minute. But at the moment, I'm calling.
Is he going down to Tassie?
Yeah, we are. We're going down to Launceston. Yeah. No, in fact, they play in Hobart, don't they?
North Melbourne.
Jeez, you'd be sold down there. Bloody Jack Jumpers are down there, aren't they?
Yeah. The map of Tassie down there somewhere.
They've lost their jump, the Jack Jumpers.
I have.
Did they?
Yeah.
Did you win on the weekend?
Yes, we're 4-0.
Are you?
Yes.
You must be top, are you?
Mate.
We're sitting top.
Yeah. Righto.
I have 100, you don't finish top.
You're on.
Who are you playing this week?
We've got Angaston.
Angaston.
At Angaston.
I'm done. I'm actually not allowed to bet for 2 weeks.
Why? What's happening?
No, he's got a bet with Loz in breakfast that she can't drink coffee for a month, he can't bet for a month.
Oh, okay.
So we'll have this bet in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
she's
done.
She's climbing the wall.
How will I lose the next two? You won't want it.
Oh. What? See you later, family. You've been listening to The Bump. See you next week.
See you next week.
He's already said that.
Oh, did I? Okay. Thanks, Ditz. Good on you, team. Roo, Limo, Ditz,
Bernie, Jars, Triple M's. The Friday Night Footy is back at Big Shed Brewing, Adelaide's home of fine brewing with a tap room and kitchen open 7 days a week. Head to www.bigshed.beer to book now.